This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Now, if you ever wanted to freak out a kid, this is the way to do it. Because we all have something. Maybe you saw Jaws when you were a kid, or mine was I saw It and Clowns to this day give me the heebie-jeebies. We all have stuff that happens to you as a child tends to stick with you for life. If you're afraid of clowns, sharks, snakes, whatever.
Yeah, I thought I was going to fall into a whale tank at Marine World because I watched Free Willy where that happened to a kid.
Yeah, and then that for whatever reason, now when you see one, you may not be scared of it, but the anxiety level
triggers a little bit.
Yeah, it triggers up a little bit, right? Or if you're claustrophobic, there's a good chance maybe your brother, you know, held you down or, you know.
Pillowcase over the head, stuffed you in the closet, something
yeah,
like that.
Something yeah, something like that. Yeah, that stuff sticks with you. So this comes to us from Kansas, by the way, land of one Isaac Robb, Benton County, Kansas. And I think we've all had to deal with this. If you're a parent or you just were a kid, you probably had one of these. Monster in the closet, monster under the bed, right? Nightlight sort of thing. I mean, I had one of my daughters that always had me make sure that everything was safe in the room. So it doesn't say how old the kid was, but obviously somewhat of a young kid. If this kid needed a babysitter and was asking that the babysitter needed to check for a monster. So babysitter puts the kid to bed, and it doesn't say the kid's name. Obviously, they've protected that. And it's a female babysitter, by the way. So she's there, and the kid is complaining there's a monster under the bed. And the babysitter comes in and says, no, you know, there's no monster. You need to go to bed. Leaves the room. Kid calls out again. Babysitter comes back in, and she says, there's a monster under the bed. Or the kid says, there's a monster under the bed. So the babysitter, I'm sure, is doing the, okay.
Fine. I'll look.
That's fine. So the babysitter probably turns on the light and does the, God, just go to bed. Looks underneath the bed.
See, Johnny, no monsters. What?
No. There was a 27-year-old man hiding under the bed.
God.
Yes. So the guy who's hiding under the bed, he was 27 years old. He freaks the hell out, obviously, that he's been discovered. The kid jumps out of bed because now I'm sure the babysitter screams and yells. The kid jumps out.
Oh, no.
Dude scrambles out from under the bed, struggles with the babysitter, knocks the kid to the ground, and then the guy ended up fleeing from the house. Thank God that's all that happened. So the babysitter calls 911. And by the way, how about that story? Yeah, there was a monster under the bed, and it turned out it was a creepy dude.
Yeah, just calling like, that's the one thing about, like, calling 911. Obviously, you have to do it, but to be able to explain a situation like that, that is so instant and unfolding, like, there's a person under my bed. Well, does that person live there, sir? No, they don't! They're not supposed to be there!
Yeah, so I guess when the cops showed up, he wasn't there. And it's a small town. It's about 15,000 people. It's in the western part of the state. The suspect was gone. But the babysitter told them the child had been complaining about a monster for some time before she found the subject.
Like for some time that day or for like weeks?
I don't know. It just said for some time. Said the deputy searched the house, weren't able to find the man until the next day when he was captured after a foot chase. The news release said. Online court records show that the man had posted a bond about 10 days earlier after he was charged with criminal threat, domestic battery, and violating a protection order for abuse. Those allegations were alleged to have occurred in January and February. He was like a wanted felon.
God.
And he was hiding under the damn bed.
I always wonder, like, how did you pick that place? Was it just you found a door that was unlocked? Or, like, you thought you... I mean, how you end up there? And, like, what do you think's going to happen from there? You're just going to lay low for a little while in Jimmy's bedroom?
Following the latest arrest, judge ordered him jailed without bond. Sheriff's office additional request for charges, including aggravated burglary, aggravated battery, and child endangerment.
Aggravating my nightmares.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I can't. That kid will never be okay, ever, 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 ever. And you know what? Just like I said, lights aren't ever going off. And by the way, that bed frame gone. Beds on the floor, mattress. You got floor bed.
Yeah,
now.
You're gonna have an adult one day that is traveling for business and can only sleep in hotels where the bed touches the ground.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, no more closet. That's gone.
Nope.
Board up the closet. No curtains.
Also, I'd like to have 24-hour security detail around my fortress house.
How do you explain to that kid
that it's okay to go to sleep?
That it's fine.
It's not. You can't.
In what world?
Because that involves convincing yourself that it's fine. And it's not.
It's not. It's not fine. That babysitter, too, never can babysit again.
No. She probably. Never. She might not even have kids because of it.
Never again. Imagine the next time that babysitter and the kid. By the way, if you want something really effed up, like if you really wanted to screw with someone in the most D-ish way possible, you hire that babysitter, and then you put your kid up to it. You're like, all right, here's what's going to happen. You just tell the babysitter. I know, John. Don't worry about it. Just tell the babysitter that there's
just see what she says.
Tell the babysitter there's a monster under the bed. And just see what happens.
Dude, that's a quick way to have your kid unattended for the rest of the night. That babysitter is running for the hills.
I read that today, and I'm like, that's the worst. I mean, the worst story would be if something happened.
Yeah, yeah.
But outside of like a horror story,
just pure like fear stricken into the family.
Scariest thing to ever happen. Because I have some childhood phobias, you know, because of stuff that happened to the kid.
Sure.
Nothing like that. Absolutely nothing. Mm-mm. F that guy. That dude, like straight. That's what is the Parks and Rec? Straight to jail. Straight. No trial.
Oh, yeah.
Straight to jail. You. Hiding under a bed, mm-hmm. hiding under a child's bed, mm-hmm. it'd be like 30 years in prison. Under no circumstance should you ever hide yeah. under a child's bed.
Like, can you sue that person for like,
where are the advocates?
For damages?
Ken, Donnie, we need a lawsuit. We need to get you out to Benton,
like,
Kansas.
Like, seriously, if that kid has like social and anxiety issues for the next 20 years, can they sue for damages for that psycho like messing with their brain?
Says, I'll take valid reasons for lifelong therapy for $500, Alex.
Yeah.
Yep. How do you explain to me that that's okay? Like I said, you don't. Again, going back to, I was mentioning that movie, The Strangers. There's a really good movie same thing. It gave me the heebie-jeebies. I saw it when I was a little bit younger. And it's called Christopher Walken, by the way, 82 years old today.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Christopher Walken. Christopher Walken's in a movie called The Prophecy. And
I feel like I remember that one.
It's a good movie. He plays the Angel of Death.
Okay.
And I believe that Viggo Mortensen plays the devil.
Okay.
And it's a great devil. I don't know about you. I enjoy a
Viggo's good... Viggo's ripe for a role like that.
I enjoy a good satanic performance. Al Pacino in The Devil's Advocate. Because, like, it's not scary when the devil's, like, red with horns. But when the devil's just, like, a dude...
Who's pure evil.
But, yeah, and there's, like, he's got that edge to him because, well, you know, mm-hmm. the devil. Right? So the whole movie about the prophecy is there's a detective who was going to be a priest, and then he saw images of the other side, like a war in heaven, and he lost his faith. So now he's like, he doesn't really believe in anything. And he ends up in the middle of this holy war between angels. And he's sitting there in church, or he's sitting there like, and the devil comes and hugs him. He comes up from behind him, and he's a grown man, and he hugs him. And he says, little Tommy Daggett is the guy's name. And he said, oh, how I loved listening to your prayers when you were a child. And he goes, my favorite part was when you would pray to the Lord that I wasn't underneath your bed. And he whispers to him and goes, guess what? I was. And it is so...
Nope, get me out of here.
Chilling.
Nope, nope.
And he flings himself across the room and like turns.
I'm sorry, I want to run.
And is face to face with the devil.
Mm-mm.
And I just, in that moment, I was like, that is the scariest thing that the devil could say a million things to you. I'm convinced that's the scariest thing. Remember when you thought I was under your bed listening to your prayers? I was. Ah! Done. Over. Now some poor bastard kid in Kansas has to deal with this.
Nope. Nope. That poor kid.
Yeah. So sad. All right.
Terrifying.
No more of that. Scary monsters under the bed, which, by the way, check under the bed for monsters.
And people, apparently.
And people. escaped convicts, you know, keep an eye on that. When we come back, I've got Cheeto news and I've got otter raccoons teaming up. This is beautiful.
A dream for you? If that was nightmare fuel.
I need to get on a plane.
This might be the other side.
I need to get on a plane to Wisconsin because this story has me jammed up, the under the bed story, this otter raccoon story. It's the feel good story of the year so far. Club 1080 when we come back here though, Buck with Sports Center.